And here on KBRB, we're going to go back to the Kearney Country Club following the Nebraska Class D State Cross Country Championships. Cody is standing by with some pretty excited athletes in red and a first-year coach that is going to bring home some more hardware for that Bulldog Cross Country program. So we will send it over to Cody, and he is standing by with the Ainsworth Bulldogs.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Greg. And we are here with head coach Schleter here with us. And I want to thank him throughout the years getting us updated on everything. And coach, probably some really hefty goals for the Bulldogs. You as a first-year coach as well as Coach Winters coming into this season, you probably think, boy, we got to bring some hardware home. Or the team and maybe even the fans are going to be going, what happened, coach? But how about the run for your girls today?
Yeah, we knew coming in from last year that we had a lot of firepower with the girls. To go out and compete well and battle and bringing in some new faces really helped that a lot. But just a phenomenal performance in the heat today from our girls to be able to come back and bring back another trophy.
Very hot day. Some girls didn't finish. There were some conditions. I know there had to be a dozen or so fall down, not really due to heat, but maybe some of the conditions. And you lost one of your runners. Tell us a little bit about the conditions.
Well, I mean, we're looking at about 80, 85 degrees right now and not a whole lot for wind. And when we get this hot, wind is actually more crucial than you'd think. And, you know, our runner that went down, this is the first time she's ever been out on this course. And just with the emotions and the adrenaline of the state meet and everything, it's just hard to tell how some of these new competitors are going to handle the atmosphere in this race.
Basically, they had you about fifth or sixth in the team race, coach. You get runner up, you lose to defending champ Hemingford by 2 points. Tell us a little bit about beating the Crofton and the Penders and just being that close to defending champs and bringing home back-to-back runner ups.
Yeah, Crofton got us earlier in the season, kind of took us by surprise at, you know, the kind of runners that they had and where they packed together real tight. And we knew coming into it that Pender was going to have the same story. They had a lot of runners that ran in a pack, and they were sitting up in the team rankings along with Crofton, and we knew it was going to be a dogfight no matter how things went.
Coach, congratulations to you and your runners. Quickly, Holden Beal, I made a little statement at the end. Your brother finished like 107th as a freshman, won the title, Holden somewhere in about 108. So he has, you know, maybe the same goal here.
Yes, no, we're ecstatic that Holden was able to get down here today just to experience the meet. You know, there's no pressure on him. He's not down here with a team. Really, he's got nothing to lose, but everything to gain just being down here for the experience and getting to know how different this meet is from other meets that we compete in throughout the year.
How hard is it going to be to say goodbye to a couple of seniors on the team, one that ran throughout her career with some injuries and one that brings home 4 medals, including a state championship?
Yeah, no, first off, we're just so, so happy for Catherine bringing home that state title individually. She's put in the work year after year, day after day this season. She's come into practice ready to work. And, you know, we can just see the proof of putting in the work and what you can get on the other end of things. And then Tessa, our other senior, you know, she hasn't ran at the state meet in 3 years, and mid-season we started hitting some injuries with her and had to pull her out of a couple meets. And so we knew from the beginning we were going to have to watch her a little bit closer, but just very happy that she can cap off her senior season at cross country down here at the state meet running.
And you're not going to drop off far. A couple juniors that will be back to seniors. Also, a freshman will be a sophomore, including your 10th place medalist in Emma Kennedy.
Yeah, no, Emma ran a phenomenal race today. We had everything planned out from the beginning of how we were going to be a little bit more conservative that first mile and then start taking down runners and fighting the second half of this race. And she ran that plan down to a T. And then Preslin coming in as our fourth runner today, she's going to be huge for us, you know. In this sport, as we saw today, you know, things can change during the race and runners can go down. So every runner is important. And Preslin's efforts throughout the season have really continued to push these girls along to where they are now.
And we'll get Kylie Orton back hopefully again next year. A good runner that was coming into the state tournament, your second runner.
Yeah, no, Kylie coming in as a freshman. We were just very, very excited to see how she progressed throughout the season and getting stronger. Placing a little bit better and running faster times these last few meets kind of had us thinking that maybe she would be ready to go today, and she was, and she ran a great race. It things just, you know, it's the way the sport goes. Things don't always turn out the way you want them to. That's Coach Schleter, and now we're going to go over to two-time medalist for the Antwerp Bulldogs, Emma Kennedy. Emma, 10th place last year, not able to bring home a medal, but you brought home two medals so far now in 3 years. Tell us a little bit about your race and maybe your preparing and how things went well for you today.
So just like Coach Schleter said, before the race we talked and we were just supposed to go conservative on the first mile. And then just push it the last race, you know. You just try to get in a good position the first half, and the last half of the race is when you actually want to race them. Just, like, showing up to practice every day, being willing to prepare. And also, I think that just as a group of girls just pushed each other all really, really well and just let us perform our best at the state meet.
And I know, of course, a lot of times we sit here and we talk about, yes, the goal is to get a medal. But did you see yourself in the top 10 coming into the race? And, of course, always wanting to.
No, I did not see myself getting in the top 10. I honestly didn't even see myself getting in the top 15. But I just wanted to run for these girls. And I ran with Kat and Tess for 5 years. Now I just wanted to have us all to have a good last race. And I just tried to give it my all.
Well, congratulations to you. And how about something that you've learned from your senior running mates? You know, maybe it's cross training in the summers and things like that you're going to take into your senior year and maybe try to get a top five finish.
If you're not going to run for yourself, run for your team.
All right. That is Emma Kennedy. Now let's join in with the 2023 State Cross Country Class D Girls Champion. And I tell you what, I don't know if I was more excited or your parents or you were more excited when you come around with that last 400 yards in the chute. I probably was screaming through the phone, young lady, what a race today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about it here. You were running third at the mile mark. You already ran runner-up to Delaney Runnels at districts. In O'Neill, Crompton, the Orange Girl run, superb. And you finished, I believe, runner-up in that one. Anyway, in the top five there. But tell us a little bit about your game plan. Third here at the 1 mile, where were you expecting to be maybe at the 2 mile and then when you come down the chute?
I don't know what I was expecting. Honestly, really nothing. I just was hoping to get out and go for it. And I tried to follow what Coach Schleter said, but that usually doesn't happen. Other than that, I just think that I had a brilliant way of just keeping myself motivated and just trying to push when I knew it was hard.
You were probably the first one to see the Arns girl go down. When she did that, what was the thought of your mind about that time?
I was mostly concerned for her. I actually yelled, "Jordan, get up, keep going." And then I just felt so bad. She has worked so hard for this, and this was going to be a wonderful year for her. And I'm so proud that she got to finish.
Tell us about where you did take the lead then, because you were sitting in third, the Runnels girl sitting in second, then Hannah Swanson coming back. She's a really good runner. We've known that, who was the runner-up this year. But tell us when you kind of knew when things were going to go and it was time to kick it in and win this thing.
Well, I passed Delaney at one of our hills, and then once I saw Jordan go down, I knew that it was my chance and the only opportunity I would ever have to try and get that title.
Tell us a little bit about your senior teammate, Tessa Barthel, again, fighting through injuries basically her whole career. She comes in, gets that third place finish, good enough to get you guys a runner-up. And then also your running mate here, got a medal, and Emma Kennedy and the rest of your team.
Tessa is such an inspiration. She has the best heart. She has always motivated me throughout every year. She's the reason I joined cross country, and I couldn't be more proud of her.
And Emma?
Oh, Emma, I love Emma so much. We have just been the best teammates to each other and really the best of friends. We always push each other and always want to see the best from each other.
And then you have Preslin and Kylie. Kylie had a rough day today, but you also have Preslin and Kylie.
I am beyond proud of Kylie. I know it wasn't exactly what she was hoping for, but I am just beyond blessed to have run with her and have a great freshman. And Preslin is one of the best people I could ask for. She's the most amazing comedic relief, and without her, it just would be so much, it would be very boring.
Congratulations. We'll see you two and Coach up on the medal stand, as well as your team getting that trophy, runner-up finish.
Thank you so much.
Greg, that's going to do it here from the State Cross Country Meet. Kearney, Nebraska, Ainsworth girls, two medals also. And again, Ainsworth girls are runner up. A big thank you to Coach Schleter and the Ainsworth cross country team for their interview today. And again, Bulldogs runner up as we send it back to the KBRB studios.